Rashida Tlaib is one step closer to becoming the first Muslim female member of the United States Congress. With almost all ballots counted, Tlaib led all candidates for the Democratic Party's nomination in Michigan's 13th congressional district. Tuesday's primary election decides who will be on the ballot in November's general election. However, since there is no Republican or other candidates, Tlaib will be unopposed in November. Alam Jabara lives in Chicago, 6 hours away by car from the Michigan congressional district in the city of Detroit. But she thought the Tlaib campaign was so important that she traveled all that way to be part of it. She said she identified closely with the candidate.
As a Muslim American, as an Arab American, as a Palestinian American, I'm her, she's me.
Across the country, about 90 Muslim Americans are on ballots for elected office during this year's election. Many are running as Democrats, hoping to become part of a so-called blue wave for the party, seeking to gain control of Congress. Tlaib is among 13 Muslim candidates running for office in Michigan. The Detroit Free Press newspaper notes that of the candidates seeking election in Michigan's primary elections, 24 are immigrants or children of immigrants. Tlaib is among them. She has gained attention around the country, especially from Muslim American women who see her candidacy as a door opening.
She's turning out first-time voters, not just youth, but elders who are first-time voters, who've been, you know, American citizens for a long time, even those who were born here who have never voted before because they had no faith in our government.
Jabara said Tlaib made a big effort to meet voters going door to door. Tlaib said she was not well recognized by voters when she started. But she said her campaign knocked on more than 50,000 doors. The race was close until the end. Early Wednesday morning, Tlaib heard the news that she had received more votes than Detroit City Council President Brenda Jones. She then thanked everyone who had helped her and also her family. "I want to thank my mom, who is from a small village in the West Bank," she said. A former Michigan state lawmaker, Tlaib is expected to take the seat in the House of Representatives once held by John Conyers. The longtime lawmaker stepped down in December for health reasons as he faced accusations of sexual wrongdoing. Tlaib is not the only Muslim American woman running who could serve in Congress. Somali American lawmaker Ilhan Omar is running in a primary election in Minnesota on August 14th. She could join Tlaib in the next Congress. I'm Mario Ritter.